Tomorrow's Youth Today. Shades of Gray or Living Color. Written by Jonathan McNair. Read by Chris Leonard. How can anyone explain the popularity of the recent bestseller book series 50 Shades of Gray and the subsequent movie? Though the books and movie portray a value system that would seem alien to any sincerely practicing Christian, polls show that the book has been read by as many as 9% of American women who call themselves Christian. What is the appeal? Could it be, at least in part, that the very premise of the title, Shades of Gray, captures the worldly human desire to see right and wrong not as absolute, but as situational and relative? Indeed, even among many professing Christians, modern morality has been reduced to shades of gray, as long-held absolutes are discarded as obsolete. This even applies to something as fundamental as the male-female relationship. For example, is it wrong for a man and a woman to have sexual relations before marriage? Some say that living together is a good trial run for marriage, to see if there is compatibility. Other couples might not go that far, but would have no problem sleeping together from time to time before marriage. For others, sleeping together would be taboo, but foreplay would be okay, since they might see kissing and petting as just part of getting to know someone they are falling in love with. So is this another gray area? Is extramarital sexual activity just a matter of personal choice? What about pornography? Is it okay to view erotic pornographic images as long as there is no physical contact? Is pornography just a victimless crime, a gray area? How about sexually promiscuous lyrics and music? Is it okay to listen to music that glorifies fornication? Or is it only wrong if you sing along? Is this just a gray area that is up to personal choice with no real right and no real wrong? What about the roles and the responsibilities of men and women within families? Is there a difference between how a man should fulfill his role of father and husband, and how a wife should fulfill her role as wife and mother? Or is it all just a gray area? Other gray areas. We need not look far to find other gray areas in our culture. In any civilized nation, murder is recognized as a crime. Yet, on January 22, 1973, the United States Supreme Court declared that a woman can murder another human being if it is in her womb. Over the past 40 years, debate has raged over the issue of when the baby is actually a human being. Is abortion murder after conception? Or is the fetus not really a person until weeks and even months have passed? For many in our culture, this is a gray area. What about violent video games? Is it okay to pretend to murder someone, as long as it's just a game? What is the line between harmless fun and desensitizing ourselves to violence? One of the challenges of growing up in a culture that does not recognize God's authority is the challenge of seeing through the fog of gray areas. How can we see past the gray? How can we see the full spectrum of what God intends for us? The full spectrum. What is gray anyway? According to Webster's New World Dictionary of the American Language, the color gray is a neutral or achromatic color, meaning literally that it is a color without color. Applied to ethics, gray describes situations with no clear moral value. In a world without God's revelation, everything is painted with a gray moral brush. None can say whether any decision, any action, or any thought is completely good or bad. But here is where mankind is missing out. In the Bible, we read that God planted a garden full of trees. We're told that these trees were pleasant to the sight and good for food. Genesis 2, verse 9. What kind of trees do you imagine were there? Think of the colorful array of trees in our beautiful world. Apple trees, pear trees, peach trees, apricot trees, plum trees, bananas, mangoes, the list goes on and on. And God said that Adam and Eve could eat all of them. God said, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat," in verse 16. In other words, he gave Adam and Eve a colorful, beautiful, delicious world of wonderful trees to enjoy. They could touch them, study them, plant more of them, and eat from their delectable fruit. In a sense, they had the full spectrum of trees, just as we can visually see a full spectrum of beautiful colors. Why do we see color and not just gray? The reason has to do with how our eyes are made. The rods in our eyes enable us to distinguish shades of gray, all the way from white to black. But with addition of cones, our vision comes alive with color. They enable our brain to recognize blue and green, red and yellow, orange and indigo. In fact, some scientists say that we, as humans, can distinguish 10 million different colors. That's from Wyszecki Color, page 824. There may not have been 10 million, but a lot of different trees were available for Adam and Eve. There was only one exception. One tree was off limits, in verse 17. That tree represented rebelliousness towards God and deciding for themselves what was good and evil. Yet they gave up all the trees of the garden, including the most precious, the tree of life, for the one tree they could not have. Living in 10 million colors. The notion of shades of gray conjures up a sense of a mixture of good and bad. A gray area is an area that might be right and might be wrong. We, as humans, have a penchant for dabbling in the moral middle ground. But God did not create life to be an endless series of compromises between right and wrong. God gives us a colorful spectrum of millions of right, positive, productive, energizing, success-creating things to do, think, and say. These are all facets of loving God and our fellow man, and we fall into trouble when we turn away from them. In Genesis 2, verse 24, God told Adam that a man should leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. In other words, it is appropriate and good to leave the family of our birth and begin a new family, sexually and emotionally joined to a mate. We can choose our mate, marry, and create a life with an endless number of biblically appropriate choices as to how we can live a happy and productive life together. Proverbs 5, verse 18. God gives us shades of beautiful living colors when he guides us into the roles he intended for husband and wife. Ephesians 5, verse 22 through 33. These beautiful colors of biblical marriage are so much better than the gray areas of male-female physical attraction mixed with lust, fornication, and adultery. How about the second example from above? Why wade into the murky grayness of vicarious murder in a video game? Why rationalize the murder of a baby in the womb by counting the number of days since conception? Our God and Creator of the universe proclaimed that he came to this earth that we might have life in abundance. John 10, verse 10. We need not live in the grayness of man's moral confusion. Instead, we can learn to see the bright colors of righteous, uplifting actions and be blessed. Please request our free literature, The Real God Proofs and Promises. You can order from the tomorrowsworld.org website or by contacting the regional office nearest you. All of our literature is absolutely free of charge and available on audio CD upon your special request.